Man, you can't go in there. They'll kill you.
I killed a man. I left a mother without her son. I've got to go.
But it was an accident.
I know that, but...
Them Injuns won't care. It's the Chippewyan way. A life for a life. They won't care that it was an accident. If you go in there, they'll torture you to death.
Then that's the way it'll have to be. Because I'm going back to that tribe.
From Greenville, South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Miracles. Today's true story is about James Evans, a man who brought a message to forgotten people in a rough and difficult land.
Come on in. It's good to have you here.
Glad to see you, Jake, but this is not a pleasure trip. I came to see what's happened in this Hudson Bay Company up here. Let's see your pelts.
Well, matter of fact, I only have a handful.
Well, I got some of the best pelts of the year right here last year.
Well, funny, but the Injuns just aren't coming by. There were trappers by the dozen here last year.
But is there an epidemic or wars among the tribes? What is it?
Nobody knows.
Well, I'm going to. If it takes me a year, I'm going to find out why the Indians are moving south.
Did you find the answer you were looking for?
It took a half a year, and I did find the answer.
And?
The religion of the Indians is full of ugliness and doubt and fear. Some of them hear tell of a white man who reads to them from a book that tells of a way to escape fear and to find a God that loves them.
You don't mean it.
Yes, I do. They've gone south to listen to that missionary.
James Evans had been a schoolteacher and then a minister. His home was in Ottawa. From there, he went from place to place, trying to reach the Indians on the north shore of Lake Superior. When the Wesleyan Missionary Society was looking for a man to bring the gospel to the Indians, he devoted his life to bringing the message of Christ to the men the world forgot.
My friends, I have already translated Matthew's gospel into the Ojibwe, and most of you have learned to read God's word here by this campfire.
This is true, my friend.
But now, I must leave you.
But where you go?
I've been asked to be a missionary to the tribes far north, where night lasts a whole winter long.
But what about our people?
You have part of God's word in your tongue, and you have men who now can read it. Any man who wants the peace that Christ can bring can find it here among the Ojibwe.
But when you go?
I must go soon. I've said goodbye to my friends. My family and I will go far to the Northland, to Norway House.
Even today, it is a long journey. But then, over 100 years ago, it was a great undertaking. They traveled 3,000 miles, much of it by canoe.
I can't believe we're almost there. Really, Mommy?
Really, truly. My girls are wonderful travelers.
Oh, I'll certainly be glad to be something beside the traveler.
Well, I imagine we'll be almost everything up here.
And they were all things to all men at Norway House. Among the fierce Blackfeet and Cree tribes, they sought to bring Christ to restless hearts. With Indians to help him, James Evans cleared ground, he cut the trees, made the logs, built the log house and church. Mrs. Evans helped cultivate the virgin soil to grow food for the family. And both always opened the door to any hungry soul. But when evening came...
So I want to tell each of you about my friend. His name is Jesus Christ. I know that many of you have never heard his name, but he's the Son of God.
God have son?
Yes. He had one son. He lived in the grounds of heaven with his father. But the father looked down on the earth and saw that men's hearts were black with sin. And those men could never take a place in heaven with the great Father. So he sent his son to earth. And his son died that his blood might wash away sin, that man might go to be with God when life is over.
On Sunday, Evans preached in the church he had built with his own hands. But when winter came, he left Norway House in the care of his wife and two converts and went by sled to the northwest.
Goodbye, dear.
I hate to see you go so far.
The wives, the children, the old folks can't come here. They need Christ, too.
Come there! Up, you huskies! We've got a village to reach tonight!
You hit him! Tribe will have feast tonight. You are great hunter.
God is the great hunter. He seeks for men's hearts to bring them peace. Let's get that buck. It's simple to have this peace. Those who would like to invite the Savior to make his home in your heart, step forward. Help me to have the strength, the words to reach these hearts. There's so many who haven't heard.
You up all night?
I want to write the word of God in your language. I think I have all of your signs now, 26 signs. See, I have them jotted down on birch bark.
Not a moment of the winter was wasted. When Evans returned to Norway House in the spring, he was consumed with an idea. He went to the trader.
Howdy, Parson. Hello, Jake. I came to see if you'd let me have the lead linings out of your empty tea chest.
What?
Well, I guess that is an odd request. I need the lead to make type. Look here.
Engine writing.
It's the Cree alphabet. I'm going to set up a press and print the gospel in the Cree language.
Why, it's never been translated into Cree.
It's being done now. I'm doing it.
Now, look, Parson, there isn't a printing press within thousands of miles. And even if there was, there's not paper or printing ink.
God will provide. And if I don't miss my guess, he's providing right now.
Huh?
That press you bale furs with. That would be perfect. I'll make the type from the lead from the inside of the tea chests and...
And he did the impossible. Evans and his Indian congregation made ink by mixing soot and fish oil. The Indian squaw stripped the bark from birch trees for paper. With the translation done, he was busy printing the gospel and teaching the Crees to write.
It is done?
It's done.
Word of God for my people. I will bind the bark deerskin I have prepared.
They're fragile. They won't last long.
We take care. We make them last long. Word of God for the Cree.
Reverently, they passed the treasured Bibles from hand to hand, and then from tribe to tribe. And so the gospel was carried by the Indian to the Indian, on materials crafted by the Indians. Finally, a real printing press was obtained, and Evans trained his helpers to print the Bible on paper. But summer had come again, and in a canoe he invented from tin for lightness and strength, Evans began his summer journey.
Look, Daddy's canoe! It shines in the water! It is an island of light.
An island of light. Oh, that is a good name for it. Goodbye, dear Jim. The Lord be with you.
One morning, Evans and a Chippewyan convert were traveling by boat. It was misty, and the Chippewyan called out,
I see ducks ahead.
Give me my gun.
Ah!
The boat dipped. Dear Lord...
That Indian's dead.
Stricken with grief, Evans buried the Christian Indian and returned to Norway House. He prayed for guidance and then made up his mind.
Man, you can't go in there. They'll kill you.
I killed a man. I left a mother without her son. I've got to go.
But it was an accident.
I know that.
But them Injuns won't care. It's the Chippewyan way, a life for a life. They won't care that it was an accident. If you go in there, they'll torture you to death.
Then that's the way it'll have to be, because I'm going back in there.
You! Stop there, white man. What you want?
My name is James Evans.
What?
I didn't mean to take his life. The boat lurched. I shot at game.
You're not wise to come here. You die, white man. Life for life, arm for arm, eye for eye. You take Chippewyan life. We take yours.
I know that.
You knew you not go back?
I knew. Settled my affairs. Left my work in the hands of my Indian friends. Said goodbye to my wife and child.
We killed him. Now he's
my right to kill.
Put the weapon down! It was my son killed. Put weapon down. He shall not die. There is no reason to kill him. He was my son's friend. He would not have harmed him.
But he took away your life. You have no man now. No one to care for you in your old age.
Let me stay. I will be your son. I will provide for you until it's well with you.
So Evans remained as the Indian woman's son and was adopted by the tribe. And while he stayed there, he told of God's son. When he returned to Norway House, he sent part of his income for the bereaved family as long as he lived. James Evans went to England in 1845. And preached the needs of the Indians. Worn with work, he fell ill. He was only 45, but he knew he would never return to his beloved Indians. Before he died, he said,
I'd like to die with my people, but heaven is just as near from England as it is from Norway House.
And so, like the Bibles printed on frail birch bark, James Evans was gone, leaving behind him the message of the love of God through the Word and through his life. Today's true story was written for radio by Doris Harris.
Miracles is a Bob Jones University production.